Hello and welcome to the Utopia Project, a cheeky little show where we talk about stuff and say we like it. We're going to have it in our little utopian planet. I'm Junkie T and I'm joined each and every week by Joe Magic.
Oh.
Nice.
Hello. Come on, my mate.
Not bad at you, bad.
Stop saying that.
Sorry.
Because it gives me a little like brain aneurysm and I can't,
I don't
know how to respond.
It's a double negative.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also joined each and every week by the Bone Jumper.
Bosh, bosh, bosh. You fucking gay. I don't mean gay. You can't say that anymore, can you? Stupid, stupid.
Dirty puff.
Oh, you fucking. Supposed to come in with a nice tune. Fucking bully me.
You're up, my mate. Right.
Yeah, I'm good. I've had a coffee. It's fucking. You're on your peak. And then. You're there.
Yeah,
you're there's a lot of that going on.
The
yeah.
peak.
So I'll give it 20 minutes and Sharpie will just be.
Yeah, I'll be like, that's it, fucking gone now.
Just be dying.
Yeah, doing an Idris Elba impression.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good though. I feel like mental health's doing well at the moment. I'm riding a high. So either manic depression or just general niceness. You know, fucking roll out and you find out what's going on.
Yeah, they're the best options, aren't they?
You get what you
I'm
get,
riding a high. It's either manic depression. That's the first problem
or
in
an
that
aeroplane.
Sentence.
What are the others?
The body language doesn't seem fine, does it?
Mm. Either way, though, even in my even in my bout of like manic depression that I had before, I still look back at it and go, I was fucking having a great time.
Yeah.
I was good. It confuses you, doesn't it? It's like you're sad. I'm like, I'm not. Well, you are, medically. Madness.
Therapist said, just don't go out anywhere.
Just don't stop doing
stuff in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right then, boys. What's coming up in the show, Jack?
We have got...
Jack can't remember.
We've got a sponsor.
Yeah, we've got a sponsor coming
we
up.
We have got Stuff and Things.
Pep is good vibes, aren't we?
Pep is good vibes. We've got Stuff and Things.
And
you've done a version of Wutter Wutter.
It's not even that. I've just come up with a different game.
Okay, I've got a new game.
It's called Word Tennis.
Right, marvellous.
Yeah, so word tennis.
Right, I haven't played tennis in ages.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking...
I'm more of a badminton,
slow,
like.
Yeah. All right, shall we get on with the show?
Yeah, let's get on with the show.
Let's get on with the show!
Do some bits!
Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a Pepe,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know.
The Utopia Project.
Sponsor then.
Sponsor.
What are you saying?
What you got?
I've got one of them.
Have you got a sponsor?
I've got one of them.
Got a really claggy mouth.
Don't worry about it, claggy boy. I've got one.
Claggy boy. Claggy 301, you mate.
Claggy 301.
I might see if I could get that on there.
Change to your PSN. Claggy 301.
Oh, here comes old Claggy, look, in his Volkswagen Golf.
I'm going to get you a number plate that says Claggy on it. Anyway, this week, the Utopia Project is brought
to the camera, Jack.
This week, the Utopia Project is brought to you by Vitamin Diesel.
Fucking go on then. Right, what have we got?
Take it away, Sharpie.
Fucking Vitamin Diesel, my friends, is sponsored by this week's show. That come out wrong, didn't it? Fucking the Utopia
we
Project.
We sponsor the product, do we?
Hang on, yeah. Got a mashup, didn't it? Yeah.
This John tells to restart the music.
No, I'm just going to fucking send it. Anyway, the Utopia Project this week is sponsored by Vitamin Diesel. And what that is a little bit of Vin Diesel, but just peppered into your life a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can just feel a little bit more healthy, innit? Because you know what Vin Diesel's about, family. You know what family's good for? Healthy. And if healthy's good for healthy, fucking everyone's winning, isn't they?
Healthy is good for
healthy is good.
So we'd obviously there's only one Vin Diesel about.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we've got to get people that look
there's
like
only
him.
One.
Yeah,
on, Vince and Diesel.
Yes, family. But anyway, so it's somebody that's, it's just a fucking fat bald bloke. And he'll have a Diesel t-shirt on as well, just to make it a bit more real.
Dieselception.
But yeah, Vitamin Diesel. So if you want him to come and say, I'll be with you for a bit and just have a bit of a good time, or not, he can bring some vitamins with him as well. You know, you gave me that gummy one, that was good. Yeah.
Is it basically like when you order Vitamin D? No, when you order Vin Diesel off of Wish.
No, yeah, but it's not. It's not like that.
More a team you type.
It's when, to be fair, I might get him when you're a bit manic depressed and whatnot. He comes around and goes, fucking family. And I'm like, that's pretty fun.
That's good, but I'm still sad.
No, you wouldn't be, though. It's not happened yet. When you get him round, you'll see. He'll say, here's a vitamin, send you off to space in a car. Fucking something happens, a rock turns up, and you're like, fucking, I'm Hollywood now, big money. And then, you know what makes the world go round? Money. Happiness. Less problems with money and Vin Diesel. There we go. Vitamin Diesel.
And where can they get that, Charlie?
They can go to www.vitamindiesel.com/ what rhymes with diesel?
Weasel.
No, it's bad that. vitamindiesel.com/ health easels. Easels. Easels make art. Art is for everyone. Everyone's happy. Have a good fucking time.
That's a long, long you are.
It is, but you get 60% off, so you've got to be paying attention for that one.
What do you get 60% off with? Do you get a discount
messed
code?
Up. That's for the website, wasn't it? With the code. With that code. Okay? Right. With vitamin D. Diesel. There you go. Have a go.
Jumping needs a break.
Yeah.
No, I've just started.
That coffee's gone terrible, mate, hasn't it?
It's fucking blown me off, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's sucked you up.
It's fucking sucked me through the fucking vortex.
You've gone like, you know, Steve Irwin. Like, have you ever tried coffee? Like, nah, fucking no, mate. Fucking top me head blow off.
It's mad because usually the adrenaline fills me with anxiety and then words start coming out in that way. But I don't feel shaky. I just feel fucking like somewhere that's gone
off. Feel just like,
I feel like focused, but in a neurotic way.
You feel like out of date milk. That's gone off, innit?
Fuck, not that way, man. That's offensive.
I feel like I've gone off.
The opposite. Boom. I feel like I've gone on. I've been off all day.
Become more ripe.
I've gone on, right? I'm at the peak of, if I was a banana, mate, I'd just be yellow, no bruises, fucking ready to eat. No one likes
it. Like off a cartoon.
What? Yeah, like an emoji banana. I'm that level of ripeness.
I think you need to stop talking.
Nah, I'm going to say a bit more.
Keep going. Words.
Words we got.
Spew some words out.
We got fucking Vin Diesel's good, isn't it? Anyway.
Have we got any pet peeve? Shall we have a rest?
I've got a pet peeve.
You got a pet peeve?
I've got a pet peeve. But technically, it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
First, good vibe is when you book a holiday and you're like, oh, you know, it's like buying something, but it's like the ultimate. You know, when you buy something, then the waiting for it is arguably better than the thing.
I feel like that about
airports. Oh, it's coming on this day. Yeah. So it's a build up to that. Then you're like, I'm walking like Arthur and I'm all happy because I know that on Thursday my thing is going to come. But like when you book a holiday,
what,
you're like,
what, who are you sleeping with?
You're like, oh, I'm walking like half, I'm going because I know in June I'm going abroad. Yeah. Well, I booked holiday, aka the honeymoon.
All right.
Booked it. I was like, sick. Sorted. We're going there. Done. Bosh. Kapow. Jobs are good. Only to get an email a day later. Well, they've cancelled it.
Why have they done that?
Because you can't book for 3 nights. It needs to be a minimum of 7.
Do that then.
Yeah, do that.
The problem is, why do they allow you to book 3 nights?
But they don't. They cancelled it.
This is where it turns into my pet peeve. Why do they allow you to book 3 nights when you can't book 3 nights?
Get your suit just on. Say. Lawyer time, right? What you're going to do, is they've let you book it, haven't they? So they didn't take the page and didn't say, oh, you can't do it. So they've booked it, and I'm presuming they took your payment for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, just say, you've accepted this. If there's something that's gone on, at the end of the day, if the service and the product is still there and available, so it's not the product that isn't there anymore, then they've got to honour that. They've got to say...
No,
because they've got to approve it.
I am the lawyer.
I am the law. That works in the shop.
Yeah.
Because if it's advertised at that price, you go to the till and you buy it, that works. However, on the internet, there's policies.
Yeah.
And when you bought a purchase, you agree to the terms and conditions.
You get a longer return period and all this kind of stuff. But basically, it's
how do you return a holiday?
My peeve is people people putting stuff online that's available to buy that you can't buy. I had the same situation with trying to source a load of bags for the club stuff.
Yeah.
I found a website and I was like, there's like, sorry, we've got no stock. So I was like, okay, that's no problem. I'll find somewhere else. I found somewhere else and I said, 10 bags, please. I'll pay you £350. Next day they email me. Next day they email me. Sorry, we haven't got 10 bags. They're not due in until March. Right, well, why did you let me order it then? This is the 21st century. Don't let me order it if you ain't fucking got it.
Yeah, but what they want is the money, don't they?
Yeah, they want you to go, oh, it's okay, I will wait.
I'll wait for bags.
Well, no, but this is the thing. So they said, we can't accept back orders for more than 28 days. I was like, okay.
Well, why have you took me money then?
And there's like, what would you like me to do? I was like, well, on that order, mate, it's 350 quid worth of bags and an £8 shirt. Cancel it. I'm not. I don't. Don't
it
just send me the £8 shirt. It's all right.
They said, okay, this product. They go, yeah, that's cool. We'll take your money. By the way, they're not available till March. And you, like, hypothetically, you could go, all right then. That's cool. We'll wait till March. And they go, no, you can't, unfortunately, because it's got to be like you can only back order for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, why have you took the money then?
Yeah,
why
exactly. This is the 21st century. Websites are a thing. Like, why is it on your website if you ain't got it?
Like, so it's like we're out of stock. That stock, turn it off.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense. No. And then I found another place out in stock, and I thought, right, this is clearly a problem. I'll email them. Look, I want to buy 10 of these. It was available to buy, but I thought I'll check first. So I emailed them and said, I want to buy 10 of these. Have you actually got 10 of these before I put the order in? And it's like, no, not got 10 of them. Not
did
due
they have
in.
Like one though? Is that what the issue?
I
is?
Don't know.
They've got,
but
one.
There's like, no, not got them. They're not due in. We checked with supply. They're not due in until
due in from where?
End
where
of
they
February.
From other bag places.
So from the people who make the bags. Yeah. You can't order direct. You have to be a wholesaler.
Oh, why don't we just make a wholesale company?
Yeah.
Just say that you are a bag.
Yeah. So then I emailed another place and they said they've got it in stock. And even the stock checker said 35 in stock. So I was like, sweet, I'll put the order in. Put the order in, there's like, no, we've not got stock of these.
That is literally like the bloody situation.
Bullshit.
You know, you put it in your basket and someone's come along and you go, I love that. And you go, no, you fucking aren't smart.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, well, no, you can't do that. Don't let me add it to the bag then if you haven't got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, so then they emailed me and said they're due in on like the 2nd of February.
Do you just out of interest, what do you prefer on a website? Do you prefer add to basket or add to bag? Because
I
feel important when it's add to bag. But
I think basket.
But basket feels
like basket because it makes me feel like I'm shopping in a virtual store.
Yeah.
That's the two
things. Collection of stuff,
isn't
it?
That's the two things that I think about at night.
Yeah.
I've never even noticed there's a difference, to be honest.
No, sometimes, some websites, they're like, do you want to add to your bag?
I'd like
some of
it.
Them add to basket.
Maybe if it's add to bag, they give you the option to see whether you can just run out this, like, nick it. Just run out.
Do I like add to bag? Because that assumes you've already bought it.
No, because you weren't, because you're adding it towards your bag, and then you'd be like, right, go to checkout, and then there might be a button where it's like, I'll see if I can dodge that.
Yeah, it's like, checkout, steal items.
Yeah.
You roll the dice.
Yeah.
You delete the items out, but then you put it back in quickly, so it's like, oh, yeah, I'll just put it all back.
As animation, like, instead of like where it's got like the card going to the card machine saying that it's loaded, it's just got a man trying to get past their metal detectors.
Yeah. Make it like that little game with, you know, when the internet goes down, it's the dinosaur.
Oh, the Google.
And you just got to jump over staff and just get to the fucking door.
Just complete this task.
Yeah, too right.
So people saying things are available when they're not, or letting you book stuff when you can't, just does my fucking head.
Yeah, just straighten it out. Right in the line.
Yeah.
Too right.
10 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't order something unless it's available, or you can't book something unless it's bookable.
Yeah. That seems daft, though.
It's bullshit.
Got it as an option.
Yeah. I was like, why is it an option if they're not accepting that?
Yeah. You should just say all over it.
I assume what it is because it's in half term, they don't want to do it, because we was doing like Friday to Monday, or Tuesday or something. I assume it's because they want to book out a full week.
Yeah.
And they'll struggle to sell the other 4 days.
To do like taxes in that as well, because technically that sale went through, and even though it's been refunded, they've had like more money go through the business.
How do you mean?
Because they took the money, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So technically,
and
when
then
it
refunded
comes,
it.
When it
right,
comes
tired.
To,
so yawning, yeah. Please.
Yawning, I don't know why.
When it comes to the end of the year, their business.
Oh, they've
is
turned over X amount of money.
They've turned over more money, even though they've refunded.
No,
it.
I think it doesn't count as a refund, basically.
It just puts it in like a holder and then sends it back.
Oh, did they? Yeah. I thought they took the money and they get it back.
They technically take it, but I suppose they haven't got it.
So
really
it's not an income or an outgoing, is it? It just gets tracked as a refund.
I don't know, and not good as a lawyer, really. But
now you tell us.
I know.
We've just been having a go at Jet 2 holidays.
That fucking tire I put on, I nicked it. Put it in the bag, fucking legged it, didn't I?
Where was you going to go?
Wales.
Oh,
Wales.
So
why don't you just go there? Don't book it.
Well, no, but we're going
to
do it.
You don't need to like book to go.
We're going
to
do just a bit of a mini moon. We're going to go to Wales.
Mini moon?
Yeah, we're going to Wales for a couple of days. And then the plan is to the following year, because obviously quite a lot of the money's, well, all of our money's going on the wedding now.
Yeah.
The following year, we're looking at going to Canada.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Go see the Christmas moose.
Yeah, go see the Christmas bear, the Christmas Eve bear.
No, Amy said when we were discussing it, I said, we should fancy going like Canada or somewhere. I want to go somewhere cool, like a big one. And she was like, oh, we've seen a moose. And obviously she didn't realise the joke she was making. And I was like, the Christmas moose!
She was like, what? That was one thing your partner said.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to go to Canada. What is it with everybody now coming out? I've always wanted to go to Canada.
It's always been.
I've never heard any mention of Canada from
Canada's
anyone.
Canada's like America's. Well, they call themselves America's
it's
friendly
America
neighbour or something.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a bit. America's a bit scary place, isn't it?
It's not. There's snow. There's a Christmas Eve bear. A bit of snowboarding. The pictures look good. I've always wanted to go there since I was like three.
Yeah. I feel like Canadians are much like Australians, you know, and they're all like Abbey, right?
It don't matter where you go, there's cunts.
Yeah, but I think a lot of Canadians are like, don't worry about it, mate.
Yeah, they mean to, but they're saying, sorry,
after. For two people who love Canada, you know nothing about it, do you?
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah, not the old team.
Really want to go see the Christmas fair.
Right, you're not going on a honeymoon to Canada, are you?
Yeah.
No, your honeymoon's to Wales. You can't just go down.
No, mini moon Wales.
No.
Honeymoon slash first anniversary.
Your honeymoon is Wales.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, that's mini moon.
No,
Please have those little moon desserts on it. So you can be like, that's a good joke.
Because it's just a mini honeymoon.
No, it's not.
It is.
What is a honeymoon?
A honeymoon.
He's going on the half crescent.
The good
moon,
holiday.
The next one's
the
full
first
moon,
good holiday after your.
No, it's not the first
wedding.
Good holiday, is it?
Yeah.
The first good holiday.
So what is Wales then? Because that's obviously shit.
First good big things.
What the
first good big things.
Call it that now. It's first good big things.
Yeah, yeah. It's not mini moon. It's first good big things.
FGBT.
Yeah, FGBT. First good big things.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
I don't know what's so confusing about this.
FGBT. It's not.
It is first good
Why
big things.
Why are you not backing me up on this?
Because I like saying that.
First good big things.
First good big things.
Yeah. That's what's called.
And then
you're
going to go on your second good big things.
Second good big things. Yeah. That's,
well, no, you're not, are you? Because the Wales is the... What is that?
No, first good big things
first
is Canada. Mini moon is Wales.
Mini moon.
Mini moon.
No.
You can't have honeymoon. You like shortening things, don't you?
No, it's not shortening things. It's making up a new name for something so you can do it twice.
Yeah.
So by default...
There's loads of Sundays that Amy's put in the calendar as Wedmin check-in. You'd love that.
Please, for the love of God.
I do enjoy that. But right, just let me get this straight. Okay, then, 2023, you're getting married and then you go to Wales, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
For your mini moon.
Yeah.
Then 2024
is like first anniversary slash delayed honeymoon.
That's where we are now. 2025,
yeah.
You go on your honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So where are you going on holiday for 2026? Because that'll be like the mega moon.
Mega moon. Well, yeah, we'll go to the moon.
Go to the moon.
Vin Diesel.
He'll send you up with vitamin D.
Yes, in the fucking space car.
Also, I'd like to point out, if first good big tings is your first good big tings, by default, that means mini moon's a bag of shit, so it's actually shitty moon.
Yeah. Small moon.
Where are you going?
First moon,
it
big tings.
Crap. Shitty moon, then it's first good big tings, then it's second good big tings,
and then it's vitamin D.
Shitty moon is the day after the wedding, really, because you're still on holiday because you're away for the wedding.
Yeah,
but you're going to be hungover and like.
No, because that's the day we're going away. We're getting sorted in the morning, fucking off to Wales.
No.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Got to be out by 11. Out by 11, dump everything at home, fuck off to Wales.
I'm like putting cans on his car like the movies.
Oh, shall we? Shall we do it on that night?
But it'd be full tins of beans all coming out. Oh, yeah. We've
got loads.
Measure them all. Measure the width of beans.
Ravioli, everything. All just slurping out the back of his car.
Just various items.
And then you know how to get back home because he can follow the trail.
Follow the trail of beans.
I've just got
to make sure, because of the brand of the beans, I don't drive past the Towles potato factory because they might try and employ me.
So you call them unbranded buns, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Just stick all them on it.
Yeah, that'll do.
Nice.
Like, where's you getting beans from? It's not your shitty tater factory. I'm off on first good big things.
I'm gonna fucking put conker on it. I'm gonna put a bit of string through a potato as well, and then I'm gonna look at it and go, "That's good."
Sure. Sharpie's on about attaching Christingles to the back of your car.
Yeah, dangerous.
That's that's like a mace, isn't it?
Yeah. Just fuck your James Bond cars with the fucking spikes.
Spikes that come out.
Release the Christingles!
I'm going to attach Bevan's training mace.
The training mace.
I had a go on that the other day. I touched on my head.
Did you do it?
Yeah, yeah.
He felt good, didn't he?
He thought his arm was going to snap like I did.
Yeah, yeah.
You manage it though, and then you're like, yes!
Yeah.
Power,
I didn't manage it to show him, and I was like, "Dumbass, I've already proved myself Sharpie."
Yeah,
I nearly snapped my arm out of stubbornness.
Yeah, we did it.
Just to prove a point. See, I could do it. I'm hard.
Easy. Yeah, he's got the power.
So get rid of shit on changing things online.
Yeah.
Anyway, first good big things. What you got?
I've actually got a good vibe. I think this might be my first good vibe as well. I've got pet peeve as well. I don't know if I have. You know. I bring a lot of pet
Uncle
peeves.
Uncle Tal, has he got?
I'm pretty sure he's done a good vibe, yeah.
Yeah? Well, I'm down the bottom now, so you come under Jack's little chin, look.
Don't come under my chin.
I don't like it down here. Moving back
up. Well, this is first good big things for me. And you remember Mackey's?
Yeah.
You know, usually...
Well, off of Mackey's?
Off of Mackey's, yeah.
Off of McDonald's?
Yeah, that one. Fucking patent pending.
Old Ronald.
Yeah, Ron Bon. So usually
Ron Bon Jovi.
Ron Bon Jovi. His tangents are getting famous.
Keep interrupting. Go on.
So remember Mackey's, didn't you?
Yeah, McDonald's.
You only have it.
CDs.
Yeah, CDs. Yeah. BDs, mate. Yeah. BDs.
Chunk, let him talk, man.
Have a good day. Have a Mackey's day.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza.
Happy meal, happy meal.
Did you know the lead singer of Bring Me The Horizon got mugged for a happy meal?
What, there's that mug me and I'll get your happy meal?
No, someone mugged him and took his happy meal off him.
Really?
Yeah, in Doncaster.
For real?
Yeah.
God, that's funny. Anyway, I've got a thing.
Yeah.
We're like, moving on!
Usually, just because it's in my head and it's going to fleet, and if it floats.
Don't let it fleet, for fuck's sake, don't let it float.
If it fleets, you're fucked. Fleeting fuck, that's what it is. So, Mackey's.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I remember Mackey's. Yeah. I remember McDonald's.
From 5 minutes ago.
Ron Bon Jovi.
Ron Bon.
Oh, in a strange mood today. Do you remember usually it feels good and then you have it and you're like, this is fucking gross, man. It makes you feel like tummy hurts and that. Well, I had the most euphoric...
This best be worth it.
What?
It's not.
It probably... I'm still waiting for the episode, which is. Doing my best, though. Maybe at 200 episodes.
Yeah.
So, fucking most euphoric thing I've ever eaten. cheesy bacon flatbread, right? I went out drinking Saturday. Yep. I fucking spin up everywhere. It's bright yellow. There's loads of it. It was, like, fucking horrible. But I thought next day...
Drinking parts of uranium.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. I know how it gets you.
It's radiation, isn't it? But,
Tom, stop drinking with Putin.
Yeah. No. Come on, he ain't got long left, bless him. But, fucking
John Putin.
Pete Bomb. Pete Rom.
John Rom Pete Bomb.
Oh, these tangents are... I'm panicking that. Out of sheer excitement.
He's going to need a vape break at this rate.
Yeah, isn't it? We fucking need it. Went to work and I thought, I'm going to feel sick and it's going to be fucking horrendous, a bit like that when we went out on Christmas hangover, fucking the worst in my world. I thought, I don't know if food's going to help the situation or it's going to make it worse, but flatbread was just enough, right? I had it, Mackey's, and it's gone. That was...
That's what happens when you eat it.
Yeah, it goes. It was, yeah. Not a letterbox this time.
What's this you're eating?
Cheese bacon flatbread from McDonald's.
From McDonald's.
Yeah, right. I had it, and I swear to God, it was fucking euphoric, and it stopped everything. I had the best day at work because of that.
The world.
Honestly.
I've not had one of them yet, but I keep seeing them and think they're going to be shit.
No, it's fucking phenomenal.
I feel that's oversold it.
Yeah. I've been making them at home now and everything.
Just like the ones at Mackey's.
Yeah.
Bacon, cheese, and flatbread is fucking a wrap, but I've been having them.
You've been having cheese and bacon.
A wrap is a fucking flatbread, isn't it?
It's not.
It's flat.
It's a type of flatbread, I guess.
But it's not large bread, is it? They've got bread and they've gone fuck off.
There's your flatbread.
To make wraps, I'm going to break it to you now. To make wraps, they don't just put a loaf of bread in a press and go.
No, but I reckon you could.
They're like pockets of air, aren't they? When they're first made, tortillas.
I don't know.
I've never seen how they're made, but I would have thought if you stack four or five wraps, then it's more or less the same thickness as a flatbread and the same. Why do you look funny?
Why did you say anime?
I didn't say anime.
I mean, that's what you said. I don't know how they're made.
I thought you said I've never seen anime.
I thought you were looking at me like, why don't you know how a wrap's made, you fucking dunce?
I thought you said I've never seen anime, but if you put five wraps on top of each other, it's like, what?
Yeah, but also, if you get...
Oh, Ron Bon Jovi.
Ron Bon,
take the wheel.
If you get an Argos catalogue and cut it down to the height of a flatbread. It's not a flatbread, is it?
No, it's an Argos catalogue.
Tomato.
That's not how these things work.
A wrap is bread, man.
I'm not disputing
that. There we go. Flatbread. Wrap bread. Wrap bread, flatbread.
Tally, you're doing some research. Can you sort him out?
Right, I was looking if a wrap is a flatbread.
I think it's a type of flatbread, isn't it? 100%
a flatbread. I wasn't sure if there was yeast in it or not.
Isn't a wrap that you've got. It'd be like a ciabatta type thing, isn't it?
No. I've wraps at home, and it's honestly, it's a flatbread. It's like
John,
a
pizza. Honestly.
Ron Bon Jonesley.
We're supposed to have a guest on this episode. Can you imagine? Yeah. It's a good job. Hello, regulars.
Go on, isn't it? But yeah, fucking, it's like a pita.
Yeah, a pita.
Yeah, it's all stuffed in there with the cheese.
Is miles away from a wrap.
Nah, it's on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a fat wrap. It's the same family.
It's a wrap with obesity.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We're just the same family.
Yeah.
I'm bunch, honestly. I don't know why that got me that deep.
That's what you're having to do with Mackins.
Ron Jonesley, actually, there.
You just wait, Jack, because it's all going to happen again because my piece is about KFC. Get on to Ron John Colonel.
Colonel, honestly.
Is that it? That's the flatbread.
Usually it feels shit when I have it, and I had it and I thought this is the best thing I've ever had in my life, and honestly every time I have Mackey's I think it's just going to be shit, but I like the smell and they're like, oh, Mackey's and all that, but I had it and it beats any fucking restaurant I've been to. It beats fucking everything. Ron John Bonnesley, it's fucking banging. Ron John banging, mate, that one. Me and Ron Bon fucking, we're talking about it, it's fucking mad.
I don't feel what?
Nothing.
Is it still tickling?
Yeah, go on.
I don't feel it's a life changing.
Lock it in.
No, I mean, yeah, fine, you enjoyed it, but I don't understand how it.
No,
was
it's
so
next level. Like
how?
Right, because one, it made me stop feeling sick, and feeling sick is my number one enemy. I hate it. It's the worst. And I was there like that, like I can't do it, and I was fucking sick and everything. I went there, I had it, and it's like the flatbread fucking wrapped its little pitter arms around me and went, "You're gonna be all right, mate. I've got you." And I was like, "You fucking saved
my
life."
What happened?
It saved my life.
What
really
happened is, you ate and your tummy felt better.
Fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. No medication, no nothing.
I think we should get one tomorrow and check this theory out, because I reckon he's talking shit.
No.
We're going to pissed up tonight first,
Yeah.
It's so testing. Fucking good. It was the best thing I've eaten in ages. The fact that it fucking, that fixed my mental health.
You need more than a fucking cheesy bacon flatbread.
All the therapy, not been working.
No, I'll be honest.
Cheesy flatbread, problem sorted.
I'll be honest.
Also, I've never understood the name. Surely it should be a cheese and bacon flatbread.
No, because it's
soft
cheese.
Is it cheesy bacon?
No, it's bacon, but the cheese is... It's a weird texture. It is cheesy. It's like a cheesy texture. It's not quite cheese.
Well, you'd expect that from fucking cheese.
You would, wouldn't you? But it does what it says on the tin with that. But it's cheesy as fuck. It's like liquid, but it's not solid. It's not really cheese. It's not real cheese, but it's fucking good. Like, it makes you happy. It made me
is
very
happy. Is it just
happy.
Like what they have in the Big Macs?
No, it's all like more muffins. Gloopy. It's like American sort of like gloopy cheese. Fuck, it's just
gone. I've seen that gloopy cheese.
No,
but that's why they don't call it gloopy cheese. That's not a good name. It's just called cheesy.
Gloopy bacon flatbread.
Look at that, bad boy.
That is just Big Mac cheese.
Get on that, son.
Yeah,
it's just cheese single.
Two slices instead
of one.
It's two
single. Yeah, it's two cheese singles.
I've had a Big Mac before. I don't know what that looks like.
Fuck off! Have you not had a Big Mac?
I don't like Big Mac.
Why don't you like Big Mac?
Don't like Big Mac sauce.
How do you not have Big Mac if you've never had one, dickhead?
Don't like Big Mac sauce.
I don't have Big Mac sauce.
I thought you said you never had it.
I haven't had it.
How do you know you don't like the sauce then?
Because I look at it and go, fuck off.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
Well, you've just looked at it. You've never actually tried it.
Oh, don't do this. Right. You've never had it sort of kind of shit. There's many foods I've never had that I'm like, I know it'll tell me fucking lies.
I'll back that.
Yeah, but Big Mac is good.
No.
Everyone knows Big Mac is friend.
Customised burgers.
Yeah, but why just get a burger that I like?
I get worried when you order the... I don't know if you've noticed it, but you know if you can order like the sausage and egg McMuffins.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it says one of the items you can take off is the vegetable dairy fat blend. I was like, what is that?
Take that out.
I eat horrible shit and I want to take that out.
Rumbon, get rid of it.
Rumbon, honestly. Take out my cheesy bacon flat blend.
I'm always like, I didn't give permission.
I think it's essentially
any part
butter.
Of me to be on that.
Vegetable dairy fat blend.
Fuck that dairy. Shit.
Yeah, it's for cooking in.
For cooking in.
Yeah, it's marge, isn't it?
It's basically. It's vegetable oil and margarine, yeah.
Margarine's a
Yeah, but when it's described as a vegetable
you know,
dairy
fat
blend.
Margarine's technically a plastic. It's like an edible plastic. It's a form of plastic.
How on earth?
So that's true. It's a hydrocarbon.
Yeah, something to do with the composition
that
of it.
That can't be good for you.
It's like one.
It's closer
reaction.
To plastic than it is to butter. Yeah. Put it that way.
Is that like how we've got the same amount of DNA but on one strand as a pineapple?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
No, you can do a thing to turn Marge
it's,
into a.
Yeah,
like
it's
a
not Marge. Sorry, what? It's either butter or ghee. So it is dairy because Marge isn't a dairy product, but butter or ghee is. Mm.
What do they use it for then? The eggs?
To cook in it.
Yeah, but what do they. They don't cook bread in it.
No,
do they cook the
bread.
Bacon.
They
cook
the
breaded
muffins.
Toast.
That's all it is.
Oh.
And if you want someone to assign someone to butter your muffin.
Would you like us to assign someone to worry your mother?
Yeah,
Rumbon, honestly.
Already assigned. Long. Just about that flatbread, man. Just it fucking gripped me.
I don't think we should put it in. I don't think we should kick
it
out.
It in.
I think we should go with the cheesy flatbreads. Are all right.
Yeah,
we've got to come in then to be there.
They're accepted.
Hey. That's all it gets. Bosh.
It's not banned or welcomed. My little peeve.
It's not in the National Treasures vault, no. But it is good.
Well, nothing that we're doing it. Also, it's annoying him. So
it's just a good vibe.
Yeah.
Not as good as a mini moon, though, is it?
No.
What is it? The first
good big tings.
What's that face for?
It's not as good as a minimum.
What's that mean?
He doesn't like it, does he?
Him indoors.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Remy Bull.
Remy Bull. I don't think we should have a break on this episode. I think we should just ride away.
Yeah, just
straight through the
show. Let's go. First. Let's
fucking
go. My little pet peeve.
Yeah.
I briefly spoke to you about this the other day.
Yeah.
The inconsistency of KFC.
I think it's pretty consistent at the minute.
I don't get it enough. I don't really know what.
I don't get it that often, but every time I do.
I'm impressed at it since they've done the gravy burger.
It's a big ball of gravy.
Since they've done the gravy burger, the gravy now is 100% consistent. It's always good. Before that, it could be water, it could be concrete. There was never an in-between.
I'm not talking about the gravy, because I'm not really... The consistency of the chicken, like how sometimes you're like, that fucking slaps. It's nice sometimes, and then sometimes you get it, it's just fucking ridiculously greasy and fucking horrid. And then you go again, like, even like the chicken strips and all that sort of shit. Even the chips, to be fair, they still haven't really got it right. They've improved them with that fucking chips price.
The chips look dirty.
The chips are good now.
No, they're not. They're still the shit chips, but they've put some flavour on it.
Yeah, no, the salt and stuff has helped.
Yeah, but
salt helps everything though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you not got?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when I come down your shop, now, like, and it's. I never feel good after it. You know what I mean? Not like flatbread.
I don't think it's aimed at that.
Not like flatbread.
No. Yeah. Charles, you had a big nod there. What was your.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, I do think the new chips are good. I do agree it's inconsistent, but it's all because of the hot store. They pre-prep everything, and it depends how long it's been sat on the hot store for.
Is it?
So sometimes it can be really dry. If it's like, it was coming up to 2 hours, we need to get rid of that, it's dry as fuck.
You got an inside man at KFC?
No, I just know how it works.
Where have you found that? He left his head in there for a week. And came back after work and went,
it wasn't a whole head. It was just an eyeball. Yeah. That's all it was.
Just an eyeball. Stuck it with chewing gum to the ceiling.
I'll watch that for a bit.
Yeah, it just annoys me because, like, you know,
what's the percentage of good to not good?
What's inconsistent about it? What's?
But just you don't know the quality of the chicken you're getting, right? And the food, how good the food's going to be. And what frustrates me is, you know, when you're in the mood for something, you're like, oh, fancy a KFC. Whatever the image in your head is what you want to get.
Yeah.
So, like, don't get me wrong, there'll be people who are like, oh, I love it when it's real greasy and blah, blah, blah. People who like it really dry. There will be people who like that. But it's never...
I love it when it's really greasy.
To be fair, I like it greasy to an extent. Do you know what I mean? But it's never the meal I imagined.
Oh, right.
You know, I think it is.
You're just disappointed.
Yeah.
Let me direct you back to the cheesy flatbread.
Every time.
So
same flatbread.
Bit of grease is good. Greasy, no good. It's the opposite of the flatbread. So, yeah. I'm going to spring the flatbread back.
You want to go when it's busy or just as it's starting to die down because then everything's made fresh.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you go over there, everything's made fresh because they never fucking got anything. Anything you order, they're like, go park up and wait 20 minutes.
But again, you could go...
We've got to hunt a chicken.
Pull this chicken.
You pull up a KFC and order something over there, it's like they've just gone, oh no, a customer. They might want chicken.
Can you remember when KFC ran out of chicken?
Yeah.
And in the Waterside, Burger King ran out of burgers but stayed open.
Yeah,
why? All they had was chips and bread.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Like they were Butty King, if anything.
Yeah. Put anything in bread for you, mate.
You know what I think they need? They need a fast food restaurant, but just does like all that McFlurry's, Crushums, all of that kind of stuff. But just that. So just fucking...
I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Go to a dessert bar.
That's already a thing.
No, not on the machines, eh?
No. Eskimos, mate.
Yeah, but then McFlurries, they need to add that as well.
Yeah, they're all basically the same. It's thick as fuck.
What are you requiring, though?
Because I like a whippy ice cream, and to get, I've had a look, it's about $5,000 for a machine, for a whippy ice cream machine. I ain't got that kind of money going on.
I think you have if you sell a few more things on Vinted, maybe.
Yeah, Vinted's slow, man. I don't like selling coats.
No?
No.
Not down for that.
No.
I got a new coat, we're going exclusive for that one.
Okay,
put it behind a paywall. But you want to hear it, so give us money. I've had a lot ice cream machine, loads of fucking money. So, and I do like a whippy, and Mackie's fucking McFlurry ones. What did I have the other day? It was fucking lovely. I can't remember. It was nice.
It still hasn't answered the question.
Well, I can't remember what the question was. I'm just talking to myself. Cushions are good, but they need to be a bit fucking thicker.
Yeah.
What I want is like a fast food restaurant, but has like McFlurry, more or less McFlurries, but then all of the desserts really. Like you could do like knock-off desserts of all the different popular ones.
Do you know, they have them and then they move around.
And then wheels?
Ice cream vans.
Oh, they are wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when was the last time you saw an ice cream van?
The ice cream man.
They do.
You're not looking out for him, mate.
I don't hear their bells anymore.
Bells. Yeah. There's five people in it. Like,
yeah. I don't hear the chimes.
The one that used to come around my work had mesh on the doors because somebody tried to rob it.
Well, yeah, like exactly. I can see danger business.
For you as a career, you know.
I'd love an ice cream van.
To be an ice cream man.
Yeah. Oh,
ice cream, ice cream.
Yeah, I can't drive. It's got to be stationary, innit? I'll just put. I'll sell the wheels.
No, why don't you get a remote?
And put fucking bricks on it.
Why don't you get a remote control ice cream van, and then you can just drive
it like a Tesla
ice cream drone?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it'd be high and in the cold in the sky, so it should be keep the coldness
high in the cold in the sky.
Yeah.
That's what we will call it.
Ron Bond, honestly.
Ron Bond, fucking thank you, Mon.
Ron Bond, thank you, Mon.
But yeah. All right, maybe not as big a topic as I thought it'd be.
Yeah, I think it's all right. I'll rate it in the minute.
Yeah. I do it, always
it did
feel
used to
bad,
do medium actually, when you never got consistent gravy, but now it's good gravy all the time.
Yeah, I've never finished it, and God, I do feel fucking a bit sort of thing.
That's not my issue. Like that, you're gonna get that regardless.
No, but you don't all the time. We do it all the time.
That's the end goal.
Right? Yeah,
I want to finish and go. Oh, that's vile. I feel disgusting.
I need a nap.
You know, like when
you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
You've had a wank and it's all gone on your tummy when you lay it down. And you look down and you're like, you filthy, horrible boy.
Oh, that's a sexy feeling,
feel,
isn't it?
You feel ashamed and like, you can't, I can't believe.
Do you?
I can't believe.
Nah, not me.
No, not the
he just goes again.
Yeah. Right, round two.
You just get turned on by the jizz and go, well, that means sex.
Yeah. That's fucking. In the slippery.
No, I can't believe you just wanked to that, you filthy, horrible fucking warthog. And that's how I want to feel after a KFC as well. Look down at all the crumbs and grease.
Well, it's a bit too greasy, this one. A bit of grease, not too greasy.
You fucking filthy warthog.
Speaking of eating too much and feeling filthy, we went to Damon's at the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'll keep that for the exclusive because that's a good story, that.
I was about to say, that's a.
Yeah.
I'm going to balance it out. Do we send in things for yours? What are we sending?
Oh, just blow up all the chickens.
Okay, cool. Ready to eat.
They're cooked now, anyway.
Yeah.
I see someone that said a while ago, if a nuclear bomb goes off, there will be a certain radius where all of the frozen pizzas are perfectly cooked.
Oh, yeah, I want to be there.
They'll be cancerous to eat, though, won't they?
A nuke's
then again, but you would also be cancerous.
Yeah, you're going to die anyway, but you have a perfectly good pizza before you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be all right, wouldn't it? Be good. I'm going to balance it out. I'll give you a good vibe. Got a pet peeve, food related as well.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So what I thought about the other day.
Pet peeve is I went to McDonald's and they ran out of cheesy flatbreads. Yeah.
They said, well, you've eaten 46.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, the cheesy flatbread machine's not working today. This is just a guy called Stephen in the back having a fit.
Like. He's off on holiday. Nobody else knows how to make the cheesy bacon flatbread.
This you is don't why know how to put two cheese singles in. We're only qualified for one.
Whatever he did that day, mate, he made it with love and he packed it and was probably like,
I could do you a bacon burger because we've only got dinner time staff in today.
Yeah.
They've never done the breakfast menu before.
Buckers. Anyway, so what I thought was, you know, at Christmas, you have your pigs in blankets, don't you?
Yeah.
And you have your festive foods, you know, you have, what else do you have? You have like your mini cheddars in the big cylindrical containers, and there's like a Christmas tree on the front. There's all that stuff. But my main point is
mini cheddars in the big cylindrical containers. They are cheddars.
No, you're thinking cheddar pack. I'm on about the ones that like you take the red lid off. I can almost
like
feel it.
Oh, like a tube of little ones.
Sometimes bite off like
gotcha,
that.
Gotcha.
Like cheeselets.
That might have not been the best idea, but I mean, just.
Just tell us.
You guys keep it around than me.
We ain't the issue on this one.
No. Christmas snacks.
Christmas snacks, right? We love them. We love the snacks. We love the Christmas snacks. Why are people like, well, they come out at festive times? I'm like, do they not taste good in July? Like, I would love a pigs in blanket all year.
Yeah, they're available.
Yeah, you just buy bacon and sausages.
Yeah, but nobody does it, do they? Why
I think they do have pigs in blankets on the shelf, mate.
No, they might have them on the shelf, but why aren't people buying them?
They do have them all year round, mate.
I've not seen it. And all the Christmas snacks, and Quality Streets, man. I know they're available. People don't eat it with it. Like, they don't eat it and feel Christmassy, do they?
No, but it's like, not Christmas!
Yeah, but, like, this, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
don't.
No, I don't!
Like, food's,
no one knows what you mean.
It's unlicensed to eat festive snacks out of season, but they're fucking, they shouldn't be. That's what I'm saying.
You can.
I ain't ever seen
the only
that.
Things that are really hard to get hold of any other time of the year is advent calendars.
Yeah.
Because it ain't advent.
I want an advent calendar.
Or Easter eggs.
I guess what I can't.
Or Easter eggs.
Yeah, Easter eggs. Easter eggs are fucking sick.
Yeah, but the way that like the seasons go with that, they're available in the shops from now, January. Yeah. They'll be available till June, July on offer. And then you, by the time you're sick of them,
the cream eggs go away in later in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But they come out for more Christmas now, through to Easter, die off a little bit, but then they bring the scream eggs back, don't they, for Halloween. Yeah. So it's just a way of going. Yeah. Way of going. They're really limited, but they're available all year, really.
Yeah. But yeah, I did think, I was like, fucking hell, why aren't people eating these foods?
I don't know what you've thought. I thought that,
you know, things are like a Christmas dinner, man. The fucking
it's
the
a extra, roast dinner, you know.
Yeah, but it's the extra trimmings, man.
It's just that most of the year people can't be asked to make a lot of the extra trimmings, but a lot of people have just made a roast dinner.
You come round mine in August. I'll make you a Christmas dinner if you want.
Why in August?
Yeah.
Somewhere in it.
Yeah, let's do it. God, let's have two Christmases. Let's do mini Christmas. Thank you, Mon.
Sorry, can I just throw in a quick peeve?
Right,
this has been annoying me all day. Well, not all day, since I got here. There's a little bit of glitter on Chunk's forehead and it won't go away, and I can still see it and it keeps bothering me.
I think every so often you turn and I see it.
Look at me.
Nah, I think it's just a scabby head.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's my meta skin.
I can't see it.
Pixelating.
Lizardifying.
Some of my fucking LED screens low res. Lost a pixel. Yeah.
Lost a pixel. It's done it again.
Now he's going to get low res for
I'm running out of time!
Well, my pet peeve is more or less on void then.
Yeah, it's not a pet peeve.
I thought certain things people just generally don't eat.
Sometimes
they're not as popular.
It's nice,
admittedly.
Because it's not Christmas.
The same way people.
What has a picking blanket got to do about Christmas?
It's nothing. It's just part of a roast dinner, man.
Exactly.
Let's move on. There is no why.
Chunk.
Chestnuts are pretty hard as well.
What, in general? Seasonal, aren't they? Hard to find, just hard. Seasonal food. Hard to find, yeah. That's how food fucking works!
No, it don't.
You're just born into a world where we go, oh, well, we can't grow them this time of year. Let's buy them from another country.
It all comes from Tesco.
But if you look, it says where... If you go to a fancy restaurant and it says, served with seasonal veg...
Yeah, Christmas veg.
No. Seasonal veg is whatever veg is in season.
But why is it in season? Why not just have
because
it if you want it?
Because that's the part of the season where it fucking grows.
This is why you need to get on farm
I've only just realised what you mean. Yeah, fucking hell,
it's
Jack.
It's not Christmas and Easter veg. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I thought it was Brandon.
It comes in packs with snowflakes.
I thought it was like, right, we only eat this at Christmas. Yeah, but it tastes really good. We'll eat it then. No, can't eat that. It's for Christmas. What do you mean it's for Christmas?
I don't know what they specifically are, but like in the UK, if you was to grow asparagus, like that would be ready like September. And then you would get Brussels that are generally, if you plant them at this time, they will be ready August or whatever.
Where's the pigs and blankets growing?
On the farm.
On the farm.
They can grow all year round.
Beautiful. People fucking get pigs and blankets when you want.
So what? Right, let's try. I'm trying to work with him here.
Yeah.
You want to raise the profile of pigs and blankets.
It's the
you want to join the PR team of pigs and blankets and be like, good all year round.
Good all year round. Don't let anyone put a limitation on you. But any pig and blanket.
I don't think anyone is.
We've decided the fate. Now put it on your plate.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're on. plate, you mon. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, lovely. I'm glad about that.
That's good.
I think we need a break before
I... No, I think ride the wave, man. Let's keep going.
I need a vape before...
No, anyway, it's going to explode if you don't vape.
Yeah, I'm going to have an aneurysm with this fucking idiot.
You
have been hard work tonight.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I am.
Utopia Project.
Oh, this is an advert, but don't fucking stop, because don't not listen to this, because it's important, all right? You need to get fucking on our socials and that. Are you following us on Instagram, on the TikTok, on Facebook? We're on it all, mate. We're all in your face and that. And we've got a nice new bit coming out. Jack, tell them what's going on, nice new bit.
Got a cheeky bit of Discord, haven't we?
Ooh.
Cheeky bit of Discord. You can get involved. You can see stuff and things.
I'm a real old man.
Yeah?
And I've been struggling to understand Discord.
It's all right, we'll get
it. Luckily, we have a tech wizard in Uncle
Yes,
Tal. Uncle
exactly.
Tal, can you tell the people about this Discord?
Tal, pop up, tell them something.
Hello. Here That's he nice, is. Big booming voice, yeah?
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
echoey voice, so I want to sound powerful. Powerful. Right, so we've got a Discord now, guys. And what's going on there is we've got loads of different channels where you can even message us. We're all on there. We've got some of our guests in there. And we'll hopefully get a few more guests in there.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you updates on what they're doing, hopefully. And then we've also got a little bit of exclusive content going on in there. There's many channels, lots of things going on, announcements, events. We've got all sorts going on. So come check it out. Just join it for free. Have a look what's going on.
Yeah, and you can be in the Utopian gang.
Yeah.
That's legit Utopian gang.
Yeah, innit?
You'll find out about a lot of shit on there.
Essentially, you're just joining the group chat.
And you have your nudes on there.
I do have a few little fucking nudes on there, but it's only the back and the full moon.
Every day, a bowl of noodles.
Bowl of noodles, fucking dick swinging noodles, mate, on there. Come be part of the crew, come suck me off.
Hashtag Sharpie, noodles daily.
Yeah, you can technically, if you're part of the crew, you can have whatever you want. Just pay me. Just pay me some money.
Links in the description and all that jazz. So yeah. Go do a click.
Check it out.
Come get on it.
Support the show. Spread the love.
Yeah.
Get on that, you little wiener.
Utopia Project.
Fuck today.
Game zone!
I wasn't ready.
Game zone!
Fucking game zone! Shredder!
Don't be pressing buttons yet.
Oh, right. We've got a fancy button!
You can't press them yet because they're linked and all this, that, and the other. They start the game when you press them.
Sure. Gotcha.
Nice simple one.
Yeah.
It's called Word Tennis. So, myself, I'll be like the ball boy, I guess. And Uncle Tal will be the umpire on his chair in the middle of the net.
On one of them tall chairs that only umpires and lifeguards get.
And I'll stand inside like that.
Call him Tumpire.
Like that. So, it's basically like, a bit like word association. We played it a while ago.
Yeah.
A similar game years and years and years back.
Yeah.
You get a category.
Yeah.
You say something in that category.
Yeah.
You say something.
Yeah.
So, obviously before we had issues with hesitation.
Yeah.
You have a tennis racket button.
Yeah.
When you press the tennis racket button, you say your word, you press the tennis racket button, and it gives the opposing some person 10 seconds to say their word.
Sick.
Before the time runs
out. Does it make a noise?
Yes. It's got ladies going.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
First one practice.
We could do a practice one if you want.
Yeah.
So I've got a load of categories here. I don't know if we'll get through them all, but it's first to six.
Yeah.
You need to win six rounds.
And you get 15 love.
But you have to be two in front. Like actual tennis.
Okay. Are you going to keep us up to date with that?
I'll try.
All right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah. So first one, practice.
Pick a category for the practice, Sharpie. You got your rackets ready?
Yeah. Ready? All right.
What's it say?
Pets.
Pets. Type of pets.
Right, ready?
Yes.
So I press.
You say it. Press your tennis racket.
Cool. Chinchilla.
Dogs.
Cats.
Guinea pigs.
Rabbits.
Rats.
A Christmas Eve bear, but a smaller one.
No.
Badger.
No.
Hamster.
That was the buzzer there, I think, really.
Point
Jack, what do you reckon, Uncle Tal?
The buzzer. Yeah, if that was the buzzer, I'd say yeah.
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 Right, so that
1-0. Ha!
Farmers have them as pets, though.
Jack, pick a category, not that one, because that's the wrong way around.
Not 1-0, it's practice. There
you go. Right, you ready? This is actual games now.
Tom?
Yeah.
Things in a bathroom. Shower gel.
Bath.
Sink.
Taps.
Radiator.
Towel.
Shower curtain.
Bleach.
Ooh, I'll lay that.
Razor.
A window.
A mirror.
Tiles.
Shower head.
Bath mat.
Shampoo.
3-in-1 shower gel, hair, and the other bit. Cleaning products.
Conditioner.
Porcelain.
Not having that.
Lights.
Fuck. Skincare stuff.
Water.
Bath salts.
Soap.
Oh god. A squeegee.
That's fucking poo.
I mean, yeah.
Scrunchy.
Wee.
Thing.
Toilet? Yeah. Jimmy said toilet?
Yeah. Jizz.
Right, you're on a slippery slope, mate.
A door.
Is it? A door handle.
No, things in the bathroom.
Toilet roll.
Toilet roll holder.
Live, laugh, love sign.
Get naked bath mat.
Mirror.
I've already said mirror.
Big mirror. fucking keyhole.
You keep adding more time.
Grout.
No. You're a god.
You also said tiles and then said porcelain.
Yeah, that's different things. Tiles and then porcelain toilet. And that, yeah, but it's made of porcelain, isn't it? And other things are porcelain.
I suppose.
Grout between that. The tiles.
I still win anyway, yeah. Fuck you.
1-0 to Jack.
Ah.
What? What's up, mate?
Utopia Project.
And we're back. I think we had a little technical glitch there. You're 1-0 up.
1-0 up.
1-0 up. Right. Mm-hmm. Who chose last time? It was Jack.
Shop
is
going now.
Are you enjoying yourself? Boys?
Yeah, it's good, that.
It is a good game. You need
to. I think we need to make sure that you are allowed the word before you press your button.
I got excited. Right.
I was getting excited and pressing it as I was doing it.
It's still coming up, Tom.
Yeah.
Right. Worrying with the sound and monitoring, but we'll see. Let me just double check quickly.
I think it's just because the music's not dipping when you talk, it's there. I can hear it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, producer Tal.
Cool.
Ready?
Yeah. What you got?
Breeds of fish.
Go.
Salmon.
Bream.
Tuna.
Cod.
Catfish.
Salmon.
I said salmon.
Goldfish.
Haddock.
Koi.
Nemo fish.
No,
Nemo fish is not a Nemo fish.
You need to
piranha.
Clamfish.
Oh, that was it, wasn't it? What's the other one?
Get confirmation
shrimp.
Before you press your button.
Shrimp.
It's not fish.
It is.
Not.
A seahorse.
There you go, mate.
What? Clues in the name, it's a seahorse.
It ain't no seahorse. It's a
mammal.
Fish.
The mammal of the water.
I like when they give birth and they go.
I never watched that.
It's gross.
It's Jack's favourite pastime.
The blokes basically just jizz out babies. When
it goes up to his missus and goes, "Should we have sex then?" She goes, "Nah, not tonight." He goes, "Fine, I'll go watch seahorses shit out babies."
Oh, I thought you meant that's what the seahorse was saying. "Should we have sex then?"
I thought he was going with that.
Jack, tune it up.
Kids TV shows.
Oh. Trout. That was a good fish.
Ready?
Kids TV shows.
Arthur.
Tweenies.
Tots TV.
Rugrats.
Tracy Beaker.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Bernard's Watch.
Cramp Twins.
The Queen's Nose.
Fucking news round.
My parents are aliens.
Oh, fucking hell.
Think of more common ones, mate.
Samurai Jack.
Ben 10.
Fucking hell. Cowardly Dog, Dutch and the Cowardly Dog.
No, that's
Courage and the Cowardly Dog.
Noah's Island.
Teen Titans.
Keenan and Cal.
Fucking. What's that other one? Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
The Flintstones.
Fucking. The Hoobs.
The Tweenies.
No, he said the Tweenies. Oh. Sorry, Jack.
Does that mean I lose?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yes!
It was a toss-up between that and The Simpsons, then. Bastard.
Oh, what's that? That's 2-1, isn't it, Tal? Is that right?
Correct.
Obviously, you're secondary in charge. If you notice a repeat, jump right in.
Is a repeat an automatic default? I'll lose.
Yeah, it will be from now on. I don't think we did before, but... And you need to have that thing confirmed, because if it's not confirmed before you press that button, and you buy yourself more time by pressing it...
Oh, is that what it does?
You will be disqualified,
okay.
All right. Who's you?
I don't know.
It's his, because I did kids' TV shows.
Oh. Hobbies.
Oh, this is loose, isn't it?
We've had this before, this game. You can't just have cars, trains. It needs to be the hobby.
To be the hobby.
Okay. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Ready?
Cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
Take it away.
Conducting art. Yeah? I'm allowed? Drawing.
Conducting art.
Yeah.
Plane spotting.
Train spotting.
Yoga.
Origami.
Tennis.
Powerlifting.
Football.
Rugby.
Football, rugby. fishing.
Golf.
BMX.
Kickboxing.
Skateboarding.
Boxing.
Rollerblades.
Muay Thai.
Circus skills.
Wing Chun.
Karate.
Judo.
Get in your own pocket of knowledge, mate.
I don't know, I can't think.
Watching telly.
That's not a hobby.
Of course it is.
Drifting, racing, drag racing.
All right,
you can find them pockets, don't you, with them sort of things.
I went down the sports route and then was like, nah.
Yeah. I went into martial arts. That's too old.
Wing Chun.
That's too juice.
Bon John, honestly.
Yeah. All right, Jack. It's yours. There we go.
Ice cream flavours.
Oh, I've got loads
of them. Chocolate. Is that what?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Strawberry.
Vanilla.
Mint. Choc chip.
Meat choc chip.
Tutti frutti.
Coffee flavour.
Pistachio.
Bubblegum.
Banana.
Red Velvet.
Really.
White Chocolate.
Kinder.
White Chocolate Kinder Bueno.
Ice cream chocolate.
What's the other one? Turkish Delight.
It's gone, mate. It's gone.
What's the other one? Oh, that one.
Yeah. That's 3-2, Tal, yeah?
Yes.
This is a hard game.
If I win one more, have I got it?
No, you got to get 6. Which is soul-destroying.
Sports.
Right, no, I was going to take sports out. Because we've just basically done that.
With hobbies.
Yeah. I thought the sports was still in there. You got 2 there.
Why have I got to get 6?
Oh, that's just, anything.
That's the bottom of...
Any word ever.
That's the bottom of the paper. No, come on.
Countries.
Countries. Countries, right.
You're going to have to be on this one, Tal, because I know 3. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
England.
Wales.
Vatican City.
Ireland.
Italy.
Northern Ireland.
Uganda.
Afghanistan.
Ecuador.
Kazakhstan.
Germany.
Africa.
No, it's a continent.
No.
Is it?
No.
Is it a continent?
Incorrect. It's a continent.
Africa's a continent. South Africa is a country.
Oh, bollocks.
Just to confuse.
Yes!
Is that 4-3 to Sharpie?
Yeah. 3-3.
Is that 3-3-all, sorry?
3-3-all.
This could be a while.
Tell you what, first to six wins.
Yeah. Types of footwear.
Types of footwear.
Yeah.
So we're talking not like Jordan Air 1, Jordan Air 2.
I know what you mean, types of footwear.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
I know what you mean, types of footwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, sandals.
Trainers.
Dinner shoes.
Loafers.
Dinner shoes are a plate.
Birkenstocks.
Boat shoes.
Toms. Another type of shoe.
I'll let you have another guess. You got the time.
Crocs.
Boots.
Steel toe caps.
They're boots.
No, they're boots.
High tops. Fuck.
Sorry, mate.
Oh yes. You're a fucking bastard.
Sharpie. I want to make sure one comes out.
You go, Sharpie. Give me one.
I'm just giving you that.
Let
one.
Let me just have a look. This one. Horn category.
Yeah. There we go. Now we're talking. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah. We're going to get through so many.
You need to ask. Tal, obviously, you're the expert, so let us know.
If you're the expert, Tal, so.
Go alphabetically.
Again, I only know three. Nice, loving porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Friendly porn. And obviously, you know.
Dungeon.
Yeah. And I don't watch porn, I'm a virgin.
And horny mums.
Right, really? Who is your first?
Yeah, Bukkake.
Oh, it's great.
MILF.
Harem.
Big tits.
Dwarf.
Big ass.
Ebony goddess.
Nugget.
It's quite revealing.
Nugget. Yeah.
Nugget porn.
Threesome.
Gangbang.
Fucking.
Yeah, that's one.
Fucking.
Teen.
Children.
Gilf.
Fucking Dilf.
Anal.
Oh.
Just imagine the list, boys, at the start.
College party.
BDSM.
Lesbo.
Lesbo. Gay.
He's just insulting
you. Oh, Dom.
Dominic.
Fuck. Glorio.
Submissive. Public agent was my last year.
Public agent.
Fake taxi.
Fake taxi. That's not a channel, though.
I think
there's
some other potentially funny ones in there, but there you go. I just wanted to make sure that one came.
I was going to say types of water.
Wet.
Types of weather.
Types of weather.
Yeah.
Ready? One of Jack's going to pull out.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. So I'll start then.
Yeah, you start.
Okay.
Weather.
What you got?
Rain.
It's fucking windy, boy.
Sleet.
Snow.
Sunny.
And that's them all done.
Mild.
Right.
It is, that is, because it's mild weather.
Oh, he's gone again. I ate into my time because I was like, was he right?
Oh, dick.
Right.
What are you on?
Charby gets to pull another one.
That's him on six, isn't it?
No, it's
five. Furniture in a house.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Big chair.
Sofa.
TV. That count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
TV cabinet.
Table.
Jack, just walk through your house in your mind.
Shit shelf.
Shoe rack.
Bed.
Wardrobe.
Bedside table.
Bedside cabinet. Can I have?
No.
Drawers.
Bureau.
Fucking bureau.
Good change.
Fucking chandelier.
Is that furniture though?
Yeah, I'll let him have that.
Lamp.
Fucking window. Doorknob.
Door. Furniture.
Furniture. Furniture oak gland.
No, Tom's calling it.
Furniture
oak gland. He reset the time. He reset the time. Jack got that one.
Yeah. Is it 5-5 then? No, it's 5-4.
5-4. It's a sharpie.
Still game point, mate.
I don't know. Furniture oak gland. That's my favourite bit of furniture.
Yeah. You was going more into the fixings, really, weren't you?
I thought you said oat gland.
Oak gland. No, oak gland.
It's his.
Is it?
No, I'll put
yeah,
that
well, out. I just. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, school oh. Subjects.
Doesn't matter.
What?
It's fine. No, it's fine. You just go.
Yeah. Ready? Jack to start. Jack to serve.
Geography.
Graphics.
Photography.
Science.
History.
Maths.
English.
IT.
Science.
Dead.
Oh.
History.
I said history.
Shall we win?
Oh yeah, winner.
6-4. And that is 1-2 as well. That's correct. Hello. There you go, boys.
Fucking
never won tennis for
yeah, you. You win your fucking game, then.
Did you have fun?
That was good.
That was right. Good fun. That.
Well, right, I yeah. Like this.
Yeah. Stop it.
It's rather delicious.
Time to go out now. I'd like a.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Lovely.
That was cool.
I enjoyed that.
We're going straight into Stuff and Things.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Stuff and Things.
Let's go. Stuff and Things. We've got your stuff and your things.
Utopia Project.
Hello, buddy ducks. How we doing? Do you want to support the show? You can support the show with our Patreon. Sharpie, tell them about the Patreon.
All right, you naughty little battery arseholes. Anyway, we've got a fucking Patreon. So we have got a free tier now,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got a £3 tier, a £5 tier, and a £10 tier. Is that £3 tier, £5, or is it £8?
There's 3, 5, and 10.
Yeah, I was right. But, 3, 5, 10.
But what it is, because we're not like the Robin Bastards at other shows, it is actually £10 that you pay. Because all of them add the fucking VAT, like little bastards.
Nobody likes a VAT, man.
No, we say it's £10. That's what you're paying each month. Not this fucking £10 plus VAT.
No VAT.
We're not robbers,
here.
Are we?
No.
No, we don't.
Dick Turpin wore a mask.
Yeah, so on the he did. He had the decency to wear a mask. You 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
On the free tier, you'll get all the behind-the-scenes stuff and just all the little bits and bobs, and you can help support the show. £3 tier, £5 tier, and £10 tier, you'll get all of the extra content. So that's an extra episode every week.
Yeah.
And early access for all the public episodes.
Yeah, buddy.
The more you pay, the more perks you get. You get some gifts on the top level and all that.
Yeah.
Have I covered everything, boys?
Think so.
Yeah. Any final thoughts to tell everybody at home?
Just fucking get on it, geezers. Yeah. And let me fucking come kiss you.
Yeah. Nah. Escape reality for a little bit longer each week with an extra episode on our Patreon.
Go on, it's good shit, man. It's good shit. It's a good deal.
Some say the best.
Do it.
Utopia Project.
Something like this.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah.
Show us your stuff and your things.
And show us your gash.
So, those who haven't watched or listened before, we haven't done this for a little while, have we?
No,
it's basically, we get given a category and we've got to bring something from that category and we go, this is good. And we talk about it and we say which one's going to be the best this is good item.
Yeah. Yes,
this is nice good item.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Well, so this is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're to go in for
where to go
slipperiest
in.
Thing.
Where to go in? Where
slippery
to
thing.
Slipperiest thing.
Yeah.
Slippery thing.
Happy with slippery thing?
Mm.
No, I think we should change it.
No? Okay. Sorry, I'm just half monitoring because like Tal's looking worried and yeah, I think it's working. Hopefully.
We'll find out in a minute.
Seems to be working.
Yeah. Anyway, where's slipperiest thing?
Yeah, well, slippery thing.
Who wants to go first?
Thing. It's just a slippery thing. And we decide which is the
best.
Well,
I got the slipperiest thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who, I haven't got a picture.
Right.
And I couldn't bring it in because I haven't got one.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to get a picture.
Well, do you want
to
tell us then?
Yes. So mine, and this will this should hopefully jog.
Is prison soap.
No, which is, I think is one of the...
I saw that one.
No, it's one of the slipperiest things that I know of.
Yeah.
producer Tal will probably agree with me, and I'm pretty sure Sharpie will. Mine is a foot square sheet of perspex.
I was gonna fucking go for that.
I was gonna go for that,
and we know why, didn't we?
We know why, because I nearly broke my fucking hip on it.
Oh my god, I was gonna find a sheet.
It was the night that I think you guys first ever met Tal.
It was fucking phenomenal.
It was after Ender Shikari, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The perspex?
Yeah.
No.
Was it not?
No, it was different.
It was a long while ago. It was me, you and Amy.
Yeah, but I thought it was the night we went to Cubes after Ender Shikari.
Yeah, we went to Cubes after Ender Shikari. I'm sure it was a different night.
I would put money on it being that night.
Possibly, yeah.
I think. Yeah,
I went home.
I'm thinking the time you fell over with Spuggy. You know, that was a club duel.
Yeah.
Which time did I fall over? I fell over a lot.
On the train tracks with Spuggy.
Spuggy was trying to help me home, but like really, he wanted a fit stay to help me home. I fell over. I said hello to the train track man. He was there. The orange bloke. He was walking around with his arm out, and I went, "Hello there." And then just fell over onto the train track. Fell over nothing.
Still got a clear, vivid image in my head.
So you know about the perspex, don't you?
Vaguely.
So
you fell over onto perspex.
Tal and Sharpie have got two separate views on it. So Tal, I mean, we hadn't known each other that long, really, had we?
Like, you tattooed me a couple of times. Like you said you were going to Shikari. I was like, oh, I'm going to that. And we're like, meet up.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah. Because it was the first time I met you, and I was like, you're not as tall as
you look.
Oh, I remember that.
you're as wide as you look, though.
If anything, wider.
and we was leaving Cubes. You was in Mr. Poppins Pizza, weren't you?
Yeah, we're getting some chips, mate.
Yeah, and I was yakking. I was telling them all about everything. I was. And then, whoop! I was fucking gone. And you know,
is it outside Poppins?
The only way I can explain it is the feeling, pretty on the road down Corporation
Which
Street.
Which tell me on about?
What? So you know, like, if you lose your foot on ice, it's like that, but the ice didn't come off my foot. So I couldn't find anything stable.
It was fantastic.
You went on front first or back?
I went to the side. He went like that, and he just went, he was there, and then I turned it, and he was fucking, he like fell off the side of the road.
It was like a ghost had slide tackled me.
Ref! He said, that's me shagging it, man.
Oh no, that's me shagging it.
It's fucking good, that.
And obviously Tal just see me at the window when there's Chunk, look. And he's like, hey, man. And I was just like, got below the window, and he was like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's dead. Satan's finally dragged him to hell.
It was a proper like Rosie and Jim style thing though, because you were just like, oh, and now he's out of view. He's gone. He's just gonna like pop up in a fucking boat somewhere, isn't it?
It proper
behind
dates,
the counter.
Yeah.
What, do you want garlic sauce, mate?
If I turned around and you just popped up there, that'd have been horrifying. I'd have probably just shot myself on the spot.
It was made it more funny because he was halfway through a sentence and saying something like that was fucking. it was my mid word as well. And, it was so good.
My slippery thing is a sheet of perspex.
Nice.
I'm glad you didn't bring it.
I was gonna.
Who's next?
I'll go next if you want.
Go on.
I went for, not that one, and this was made better when I realised what they were called. I don't know if this is actually what they're called, but this is what Sheen calls them.
Right.
And I bring you, there's two names actually. One is the unclenched decompression toy. What arguably I think is better is the ungraspable water snake.
Oh, they are mad, aren't they? Why have they been sold on Sheen?
Is these things?
Who has and/or want to put their dick in it.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Do a quid in own bargains at the minute.
Get some. We can do it on the show.
We'll do it exclusive. Just see us wank off into a, what is it? Ungraspable flabby bag.
You know what it looks like? It looks like. Do you remember ages ago we looked at that microorganism that was like a bat?
Oh, them little bear things.
Yeah, it looked a bit like a kid's version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, look, ungraspable water snake on Sheen.
Look at that. Probably should have sorted out for the...
Hey, we're good fun there.
Hey, we're good.
Let's see if we can do it. Hold on.
Very yawny.
Teaching kids to wank.
Work. Look at them. Oh, I've started the fucking... Oh, dear. It's all gone really wrong now. Should we stop that timer? I need to redo these buttons.
Yeah, stand press desperately. Right. But yeah, ungraspable water snake.
That one's 4.33 inches long. Like,
I could fit four of my dick in that.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, me and you could go on that chunk at the same time from opposite ends and wouldn't meet in the middle.
And we could enjoy Tonic's tea cake while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's a nice colour, so it's all good fun.
Yeah.
Brotherly fun.
It looks like it's been filled with piss, that one.
Yeah, it's clear when it started.
Well, I'm finished with it.
Oh, God.
It's my piss support.
But the ungraspable water snake.
That's strong.
Slippy as fuck, man. Can't grasp it. It's ungraspable.
Cool. I was wondering what to go for. So I went for the person that kidnapped Madeleine McCann.
Wow.
Because it's very slippy. Because they haven't managed to catch him.
Yeah. The Teflon Don, some would say.
Teflon Don, yeah. The old Teflon Don.
Yeah. Nothing sticks to him.
We don't know who he is. We'll call him Terrence for this. Terrence, bless him.
Old Slippery Terry.
He'll be out there somewhere fucking having a jolly.
Yeah.
I've started the timer again. I've linked it up wrong.
There he is. Look, Slippery Terry.
Is that they actually found him?
No.
Oh, so that's just Terrence.
He's suspected.
That's a dad.
I don't know, we suspect it's you, but what?
I suspected him. The documentary said... It's obviously their fucking mum and dad.
Yeah, maybe, but he was suspected.
Yeah, but they're not Slippery Terry.
they're not Slippery Terry.
The other guy appeared, I think he was in like a German prison or something, and they were like, his DNA matches up with some stuff from the scene.
Yeah.
And then
he looks like he waits for spoons to open, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know that man. You know where it's like, oh,
he looks like an avid day drinker, and it's hit 4 o'clock.
And then about half 11, 12-ish, he has a walk over to Coral, puts some bets on the horses.
Yeah,
and loses
and
it all.
He's like, all right, now time for a fry.
So just one more win, mate, and I'm gonna be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Any spare change, that man, that is.
And he goes and gets some scratch cards.
Yeah. And then he fucks kids.
Yeah.
he has a multitude of crackhead hobbies. But yeah, I would say that Terrence. Yeah.
Slippery Terrence.
Yeah. Terrence. Slippery Terry, yeah.
Right, let's discuss then. Uncle Tal, what's your first verdict?
I mean, I do kind of like Sharpies a little bit, but I do think there's more slippery people.
Yeah.
There are people that are Jack the Ripper.
You wouldn't know about him though, would
Still
you?
Don't Jeffrey know who
he
Epstein. Is.
Jeffrey,
he
mate,
was pretty
he's been
slippy.
Caught. He's
he was
been
pretty
caught.
Slippy for a long while though.
Yeah, he'd been caught. Jack the Ripper, still don't know.
Yeah?
I know
he's
him.
He's fucking slippery.
He's Slippy Gary.
Hello!
Jack the Fart Ripper, you are.
Yeah, no, that's these two. Fucking stink, man.
You fucking stink, boy!
Yeah, fucking do.
Chunks has given me a lot of nostalgia from that night. That was fucking hilarious.
I kind of wanted to win because I've got to try and draw a square of...
Oh, you draw a square of something see-through.
Yeah.
You've got to just draw a rectangle.
I'm not going to lie, it's one of my favourite memories.
Your favourite memories?
Every time I think about it, I've got so much enjoyment out of it. It's fucking fantastic.
Well, I'm glad.
But I'm kind of annoyed that there's not like a slip and slide or something, but
that's too easy to
I thought these two might have brought that.
The shit and die off of Boomtown.
It was a slip and die.
Slip and die. Oh no, both the same thing. Oh, the shit and die because he shit himself.
That's me most mornings.
The slip and die.
The slip and die.
Because he slid straight first. My favourite. That was another one of my memories. Because he fucking. we're all sliding. Have we told you about this, Tal? When we're sliding through his tent, we made a slip and slide out the inside of his tent.
I bet it had a hole in it.
Right, so we was camping on this fucking great hill, and it was like there's like a valley. and he's camping on the side of this hill, and it would have been raining, or do we pour beer or soap?
Yeah,
so it's basically the night
shower
after.
Gel, yeah.
So he went. We put him to bed because he was fogged. And because we put him in a different way to what he usually sleeps, he woke up in the morning all hot and sweaty, panicked, and couldn't figure out where the door was because he was laying a different way to what he thought.
The door
so
off.
Don't ask me how he did it, but he just ripped a hole in the side of his tent, which was the back directly opposite the door.
Like
he just clawed
McCann
out of it.
Out of boot.
Yeah. And so his tent had completely ripped straight through the middle. It had two doors opposite each. So we ended up, like, I think we was doing it on the top of a cool box.
Zach's
weren't
excited
we?
About it. Yeah. He's talking really cool.
Yeah. I think we was doing it on the top of a cool box.
Yeah.
And we got pissed up, come back, and was like, I just want to fucking do that. And then we did it. It was like, oh, that's a really good that. Let's do it some more. Yeah. And make it worse. Yeah. So we like put beer and like slippy stuff on it, and then we're skidding through it.
Yeah, luckily, I packed a bag of slippy stuff.
Yeah, he packed the slippiest stuff he knew. Yeah.
I just think it was just clear perspex. Yeah.
Slippy Terry come with us that day.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we was doing, obviously it was pitch black, we were just on this campsite, and he was just running and sliding through his tent
down the hill.
But as he hit the other side, there was no more slippy stuff because we never went round the other side. So as he came out, he just skidded to a stop on the, like a sudden stop on the grass, and we was like, imagine if you went through it and like took someone out as he went past. And then as we did, this couple started walking towards it, and we was like, prime suspects ready for the slaughter. And then he was like, got ready, and he stepped back from his tent, and he was like, I'm ready. He was like, are you ready, Shelfie? He's like, right, ready? Ready? They're coming? Ready? Go! And then as he went, he fucking yeeted it straight through this tent. And literally, as he went, but obviously, I don't think you like saw it go down, did you?
I missed him. Like,
because
literally.
So as it happened, he was like in the tunnel of the tent. But the woman obviously slipped on whatever we had made wet. So as she walked past, she just went down like a sack of shit.
I remember, right, I've got to say this, I remember, like, she fucking went down, like, and smashed her head on the floor. It was grass, so it was fine. And she was like that next to me, like, I went, bang, smacked her head. And the fella's like pissing himself. And then I just fucking pull up, like, on a parked fucking lid next to her, like that, and just halt to a stop next to this woman that's just had her face rearranged by some grass.
And he's like, hello.
Obviously, he would have mistimed it anyway. But she went down like a second, and he just comes up and goes, hello. I seem to think, wasn't he like, fuck's sake, and walked off?
Yeah.
Because she obviously fell over again.
Yeah.
Because she was pissed up. But yeah, it's just the way that she went down like a sack of shit, and then he just comes up. Hello.
Didn't use your hands. You just went down a fucking head.
The plan backfired and succeeded,
yeah,
like exponentially.
It was fantastic.
It was like,
it was like, oh no, he's missed him. But
it was like, you know when a plane takes off, but purely off of the willpower of the people on the plane. I think she went down purely off of the willpower of us. But like, she's gonna drop. She's gonna go like a sack of top jobs. Gonna fucking take her out. And no, she did it herself.
Yeah. Just next to it.
It was mad.
Oh, I kind of want the slippery stuff.
I'm gonna bring the
now.
Slip and die.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the verdict then, boys?
Slip and die.
Slip and die. You're changing yours.
I'm
going to
get rid of the ungraspable water snake for the slip and die.
How am I going to draw that?
That's your problem.
A broken tent, I guess.
Yeah.
Broken tent with a slide coming out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And get a miniature.
Just
model,
a woman little, falling.
Like, what do they call it? A dire. Not diaphragm.
Diecast.
No, not diaphragm. What? Come on, you must know, Tal.
Diorama,
that's the one.
I want to get rid of Slippy Terry now and go slip and die.
I'll say two votes for it.
Two
Are
votes.
You happy with that, Tal?
With the slip and die?
Yeah.
I mean, we told the whole story about it. It'd be a shame to
go
for the perspex.
I think slip and die featuring perspex. Because it's just many times where you fall over. No, you did. Well, you didn't fall.
Did you have one
You was pushed.
It?
I remember.
Yeah,
I actually killed
your foot. Yeah, because you were like, no, I'm not doing it. And you yeeted you down it.
Went way too hard.
And you went straight back on your coccyx. Fucking went through. You were fuming.
Because you didn't slide through. I just launched it into the tent.
You
just went, bang. Oh, you didn't die. I'll never know. So, like, I don't want to go. I was like, go on, jump.
You sort of waddled with each other. You were like, no. And you were like, no. Disappeared. I remember you had the fucking the thing to slide on as well. You went back and that thing went in the fucking air.
So we've got a substitute here for
I want to apologise because I went way too hard. Like that.
We went in 2017.
That's still.
So we just put in my shoes.
I don't want to go on it. You are.
You'll have fun.
Start enjoying yourself.
Oh, you really hurt yourself.
Oh, my lungs are.
Oh, we still got fucking Maddie McCann's.
It's I'm
starting to time it again.
Ooh. I'm going Boomtown this year.
I'm looking forward to the next time we fall over. It's harsh as that sounds.
It'll happen. It won't be long.
It'll be something stupid.
If not, I'll just push him.
I fall over a lot. I do have fun. I've actually kind of got a falling over story for the exclusive, to be honest.
Another one. Yeah.
Do you go down the stairs on your bum just to be safe?
That's how I taught Rudy. And then we just both do it together now. Like, copy daddy.
Oh, no, I'll pull you again.
The trouble is, obviously, I leave a skid mark up down there.
You're off my bloodline. This is how we do stairs.
Your missus can't be on this anymore. Chung, you've been going upstairs again. All the carpet's brown.
Buy brown carpet in the first place, mate.
Never clever.
Seen the poo.
That's it. Yeah.
So we're just putting my feet in then. That's the slipperiest thing.
Yeah. He's got to draw feet then.
Just draw a pair of my trainers.
Yeah.
Then you fall over. It's always the great time for everyone.
I mean, I enjoy
great time
it.
When he went. Yeah. I enjoy it because I'm centre of attention. Yeah. That's how narcissistic I am. I'm like, everyone's looking at me. I'm in pain. But everyone's like, he is a star.
I just remember how adamant you were, like, I'm not fucking going down it. Like, he was like, I'm getting older, fucking, I can't be doing this. And he was like, come on, you'll have a good time. It's like, no, I'm not fucking. You went, go on, mate. You start getting faster like an aeroplane. And then you just sort of like that baby bird had tried to say, you just sort of went like that. And you eated it, and you just fucking went, whoa! And you just disappeared into this fucking hole.
It's just the fact you didn't even come out the other side.
No, you didn't. You were too heavy for that.
You just pushed him over.
I just got him. Fucking slippery juice.
Voila. I'm trying to remember being mad about it.
Oh, God.
Ruined my weekend.
Should I just say, yeah, the trick is the slipperiest thing is you.
My feet.
Isn't it, really?
Yeah. Especially when they're oiled up.
You'll never
grab me then.
No.
I'll be the ungraspable.
You're the ungraspable chunk.
Yeah. The ungraspable sack of gunk.
Wow. You are the ungraspable water snake.
Welcome to Utopia, my slippery, horrible body. To be fair, that one's been having Chinese burn me because of how slippery I am.
Yeah, that's fact. That's fact. The un-Chinese burnable.
Yeah, my arm's too greasy. Just naturally.
Grease, not greasy.
It's like the KFC.
Yeah. KF grease.
Right, should we go to the end of the show, boys?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fun.
I'm relaxed now.
Yeah. All my insides hurt.
I've got a bit of pain here as well. From
I'm not sure if it's spine or lungs, but something in
there. You're relaxed, you're feeling a bit slippy.
No, almost in pain.
His body's remembered getting pushed over a lot.
But also, as I say, on the exclusive, we've got a story about technically falling over. So that's why my body hurts.
Well, should we go pub then, talk about falling over?
Let's go to the Feisty Goat Utopian pub.
All right.
Final thought, Sharpie?
Thought of a new game. I was thinking, fucking, you can get in The Sims, put it all on boats, call it Somalians.
Isn't that just what the currency is in The Sims?
Yeah, isn't it? Like, it is. Somalians. Yeah.
Get off the boat!
I see a video the other day of Katy Perry singing her songs in Simlish for the
We've got loads of them in there. So Rise Against did a song in there as well. I can't remember which one it is.
All right,
yeah, they've all done them in Simlish.
That's
mad.
Like, last flu be doo.
That's weird, isn't it?
Nothing to add, Jack.
No, that's weird, isn't it?
You falling over is the fucking best thing in the world.
Well, hopefully,
go on, just do it.
If we do enough of these, I nearly went then. If we do enough of these vocational pieces,
that we can go back to Boomtown.
It's down to down. Be like by the end of the year, we can be like, here's a compilation of Chunk falling over.
Yeah.
It's my thoughts, Jack. Other than blancmange.
No. Bleb.
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 What the fuck's bleb? I mean, bleb. Last final thoughts, not final words.
Yeah, no, it's just popping in his head there. Bleb.
Bleb spelt wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bleb.
Oh, well,
that's gross.
Like, I wouldn't take that, Jack.
I wouldn't get a screen up with the tennis people have got again. No, I'm going to
that's a bit gross, isn't it?
Happy? Bleb.
Yeah, always happy.
Any announcements?
What
do you like to announce to everybody?
Oh, fucking hell, I've got the best coat.
Oh, you're back working at Sainsbury's again now?
Sainsbury's, this is premium fucking shitty car.
It is Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's car, isn't it?
I'll never work back at Sainsbury's, never again.
Famous last words?
Yeah.
Fucking rubbish.
Yeah.
Is it no. Just that they won't
you'll never
back?
Fall over again before while I'm fucking working at Sainsbury's again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Happy?
Yeah.
Do you tell happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. Have we got any announcements to make?
I've got an announcement. I'm getting married this year. I can't wait for...
You're all invited.
I can't wait.
It's at...
No, I can't wait for Producer Tal to tell me what it's all like.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Tal's getting married before Jack, just for a laugh.
Yeah.
So he
can't even know the person he's married.
No.
He's been planning it for years. He's had it booked in, and I've just gone.
Yeah, I'm getting married the week before.
My partner and I have just gone. Should we do it like 10 days before? It's just to be awkward.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for your wedding with the tiramisus that we'll have at Slow Rise Pizza. Fucking. Slop tiramisu, mate. They're banging. You'll fucking love it.
On that note. I've been Chunky T, thank you very much for coming along.
I've been Jack Magic, we'll see you on the flip side.
I've been the Permanent Sharpie, permanent as always. I'll see you on another episode. Thank you for coming, goodbye.
If not, love you lots. If not, thanks for pretending. This has been the Utopia Project.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I hope you fall over again.
Yeah, fall over now.
Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland. This is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland. This is Utopia.
Before we go, little John Pump no context for you. Happened the other day. I say, why don't you put things in the bin and put things on the side above the bin? John Pump, just because otherwise it fills up the bin. Well, fuck off.
Is that it?
John Pump, no context. See you next episode.
God's sake.
Utopia Project.